Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll and Mooring. We are your co-hosts, Peter Ayer and David Robbins, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. In this period, the fraud section of the Department of Justice published new guidance on its website entitled Evaluation of Corporate Compliance Programs. It provides insights into the mindset of prosecutors tasked with corporate investigations. The guidance includes questions about how senior leadership demonstrates model behavior to subordinates, what concrete actions stakeholders have taken to demonstrate a commitment to compliance, and what compliance expertise is provided by the board of directors. The guidance asks how corporate training programs are tailored for high-risk employees and activities, and how companies measure the effectiveness of these programs. There's a significant focus on the internal compliance function, including how it compares with other corporate functions in terms of stature, compensation, rank, title, resources, and access to key decision makers. It's a great resource for people who are trying to get into the mind of how the government, DOJ particularly, but also others, think about compliance and ethics. David, over to you.
Thank you, Peter. The GSA, Office of Inspector General, also issued a report evaluating information technology security compliance of 18F. That's GSA's Rapid Technology Development Center. The 18F program within the Technology Transformation Service was designed to help federal agencies build, buy, and share digital services. But the IG report found that 18F disregarded GSA IT security policies for operating and obtaining information technology. Kind of a problem. According to the report, 18F also created and used its own set of guidelines for assessing and authorizing information systems that circumvented GSA IT. While rapid acquisition and alternative acquisition systems appear to be all the rage, this report highlights some of the risks of moving quickly on acquisition. Moving over to DOD, the Secretary of Defense, Mattis, also distributed guidance last month directing certain structural reforms within DOD, including eliminating the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics, and separating out some of its duties. Other directed changes included some pointed at the Chief Management Officer and others related to information management and cyber operations. Meanwhile, Secretary Mattis also issued guidance calling for cross-functional teams across departments, military departments, that is, to avoid duplication. Acquisition and contract management is expressly called out as an item meriting analysis for potential efficiencies. For those interested in DOD contracting, these documents are well worth a read. And with all the moving parts surrounding defense procurement, the meetings of the Government Industry Advisory Panel take on perhaps new and enhanced importance. The next one is set for March 8th to 9th for any who wish to tune in. GAO was also active publishing its high-risk series during this period, and a report critical of U.S. government cybersecurity overall. Back to you, Peter.
And we turn to an interesting case from the Fourth Circuit. The Fourth Circuit issued an interesting decision in Beck versus Department of Veterans Affairs. After multiple thefts and data breaches related to the unencrypted personal information of 7,400 veterans out of a VA hospital, an appeals court dismissed a lawsuit this month in which patients alleged violations of the Privacy Act and the Administrative Procedures Act. As a result of the lack of clear victimization, Judge Diaz called the lawsuit's allegations insufficient and speculative to show real harm or risk was present. The plaintiffs pointed to the money they spent buying credit and identity monitoring, but that was deemed too speculative by the court. This has been the Fastest 5 Minutes brought to you by Kroll and Mooring. We will see you again in 2 weeks. If you have questions, I can be reached at 202-624-2807, and David can be reached at 202-624-2627. Thanks so much for joining us.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll and Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.